watch that countdown, wasn't it? Hello, Tina. How are you doing?
Oh, that's cool. Hiya, yeah. Adam.
We're on video.
Good. How's the new year? Yeah, we have video.
We've got to master the getting the heads the same size, because this is like not great, is it? How are you going to match that up? It's going to be, don't do that. It's going to be hard enough on the editing as it is, along with moving videos. Oh, and I've got a bit of shadow. I'm going to have to buy some lights. Look, can't have a shadow.
I'm impressed you bought a green screen. Is that a Christmas present?
No, I just decided to do it when I saw the mess that was behind me. It sort of covers up all evil, doesn't it, really? Yeah. See no evil, hear no evil.
Well, the question is, what are you going to put on it?
No, that depends on what we talk about, doesn't it? You imagine the sky's the limit. Look. This bit here.
That's scary.
Advertising. It could be pictures.
Oh my gosh.
It could be something controversial you didn't know about after we finished recording. It could be anything.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I always love it when you do that.
It could
be
like red shoes dancing. It could be anything.
I actually have really pretty ruby red slipper shoes, and every time I wear them, I have the best luck.
Oh, I don't think I'd look too good in them.
Yeah, well, I should wear them all the time.
I could do with a bit of luck at the moment. But no, so what you been up to? I think we finished, what did it, about November, was it, or December? So we're here now.
Yeah.
Was it tornadoes?
A lot of stuff has happened.
Wasn't it, for you?
Yeah. Yeah, we were actually just a couple of exits down from our house, and we had a weather alert, and I said, oh my gosh, I think there's going to be a tornado, and we looked behind us, and there was a tornado.
Weren't we? We were just talking about it a few weeks before, weren't we?
Yeah.
I saw the videos.
Yeah.
But I thought it was quite ironic that we were talking about it. Well, you won't believe we've actually had tornadoes here as well. Nowhere near that scale.
I thought you didn't have tornadoes
there. We don't. Maybe it's part of global warming. You get bigger weather, But
yeah, you've had some flooding too. So what's with all your weather? Your bad weather.
Flooding was grim. Yeah, me and Vicky.
Is it just your location,
where we are in Worcestershire? You've got the Avon, River Avon, and then the River Severn, and the River Avon is sort of fed more from local rainfall. But the River Severn is where the Welsh send all their excess water. So what happens is your relatives,
my relatives,
when it
are
rains
sending it downstream.
In Wales, you get it in the Severn. And the problem is when they're both up, it gets quite hairy. So it was pretty bad. I think it was the worst it's been for about 12 years, I think. So we lost a couple of outbuildings, so full of water, two and a half.
Do you put in preventative measures for that, though? Like here in the States, we put sandbags everywhere to prevent flooding and things washing out. Do you guys
not
do that?
I'm going to put some of the images up on that green screen just so you can see the sheer scale of it. I think a sandbag would just be like, you've heard the story of King Canute, haven't you? Be like, stop. I order you to stop. Please don't come any closer. And the worst bit is, you think of the river and the riverbank. You think, if it gets to the top of the bank, it's really bad. But then as soon as it gets to the top of the bank and spreads out, it needs more and more volumes of water to flood further. So because it's going out like this, so you're thinking, that must be it. And it just kept coming and coming and coming. And it's like it stops raining, but because the water's coming off the hills and out the ground and everything else, it still keeps coming up. So you think, it's stopped raining now. It'll go back down. Nope.
So is this like a product of torrential downfall?
Prolonged.
Like downpours, and then it's just runoff?
No, this is
what?
Very different. This is very different. This is prolonged heavy rainfall. And as soon as the ground's saturated, it just won't take anymore. And
that's
it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. So it's sort of, in the interim, it's quite exciting. You think, bit of flooding or whatever. And then when you've got to deal with a real reality of it, and you see what it does to people, it's terrible, really. It's horrible because you're out your house for a year.
No, it's terrible. Yeah,
you know, it's the same as the tornadoes, isn't it? Well, some of them have lost their houses, they're gone, aren't they? They've got to build a new one. So, same sort of problems, really.
Well, and do you have flood insurance there? Like, are you in a flood zone? Are you required to carry flood insurance at your property or no?
It's very difficult, actually. There's a government body that allows you to get flood insurance, because otherwise no insurance company would cover it. So they're legally obliged to give you flood insurance, yeah, which is subsidized effectively across a wide portfolio. It's quite weird, really, but it happens quite a lot.
So when you purchased your house, they didn't say, we knew exactly what
the house itself is fine.
And you
I knew. Well, do you want a river view or not? Comes at a price, doesn't it, really?
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to float away.
The house.
Do you know how to swim?
I'm not swimming in that. The worst bit was the workshop I was trying to bail out is right next to the septic tank. Now, the septic tank at this point in time was two feet underwater. So you haven't just got the problem. You haven't got the problem. Nope. The house is fine, but it's starting to back up, Tina. Yeah. So you've got a certain amount of time before it becomes a bigger problem. So you're thinking, I do hope this water goes down. So when you're in the workshop with your hands under the water trying to get the pump working, what are your hands actually in?
Ew.
It's a dirty problem, really, but that's the big issue. Yeah, but anyway, so no, we're over that now. Yeah. I'm just left with about a foot of silt in one of the workshops that I've got to dig out. And ironically,
what are you saying?
Silt, yeah. Silt? It's the all the mud and
what's that?
Detritus that, you know, when you see
see
waves and it's up against a wall, it throws all the rubbish there, doesn't it? All the sand and whatever else. So effectively, what happens on the edge of the river as it's going up? Obviously, all the stuff that's floating on the top ends up against the highest point. So I ended up with a load of stuff inside the workshop that wasn't there when it was before.
So what do you do then? Like wait for the water to recede and then clean it all out and start again next week when it floods
again? Well,
it would
have been okay because I've got a pump redundant. And I was pumping it out. And then I'm sweeping it as I'm pumping it out. So in effect, it's like jet washing your yard or your drive, you know, because the water is washing all. So I'm thinking, because I was going to concrete the bottom of this workshop, and then a few weeks ago, after doing a load of work before Christmas, I found the original 350-year-old floor underneath it, all the old cobblestones and stones and everything. So I thought, well, I don't have to concrete it now. So I cleaned it all up, dug it all out, spent a week on it, and then within 2 days, I got double the amount of rubbish on top of it, thanks to the river. So there you go. And it's left.
So that's just an ongoing problem you're going to have, though.
I'll work out a solution. It gives you something to do, doesn't it?
So can you build like a French drain to divert the water?
I was
going to
ask Trump how to build a wall, really, you know.
Oh.
We know how well that went.
Good luck with that.
I think I'm just going to stick with stop. No more water. You know, don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay. Yeah. Don't do the water. Well, you know, it's illegal in the state of Tennessee to divert water onto your neighbor's land. So if we were going to purchase a home close to here. But when we went to look at it and did the home inspection, we realized that the backyard was flooding, similar to your situation. And so I was like, I could just build a French drain that'll divert the water, you know, into this direction, but you can't because then it goes onto your neighbor's property and then that's illegal. And so it's illegal to divert water onto your neighbor's property here. So I didn't buy it because I knew it was going to be because let me tell you a secret about water in case you haven't figured it out. You can't control
Stop.
It goes where it wants to, my friend. Stop. It doesn't do it.
Yeah.
You can't control water. It has a mind of its own. It goes
so that
it
was
wants.
It, really. So we had that. We've had Christmas. That was a bit odd. What was your Christmas like? Did you get loads of presents?
Yeah. Weird. I wouldn't say loads. I have a few.
What
was
weird about it?
Yeah. I don't know. It seemed odd this year. There was no snow. And I don't know. Too many people were here. There was a lot of people.
Didn't you buy any dodgy board games or anything like that?
No. We played some board games and we opened presents and I made a lot of food and I gained, I think, 4 pounds. Dang. And it's not all chips. I had to work that out.
Similar situation. Mm-hmm. And now trying to shift it. Yeah. And I'm training for this marathon and I've put loads of weight on And I've noticed it.
Yeah. How much weight did you gain over Christmas?
5 or 6 pounds. It's mince pies for me.
Yeah.
I see them. I've just got to eat them. Oh, mince don't you know what pie. Mince pies are?
What is a mince pie?
Mince pies. Gorgeous.
It sounds disgusting.
Oh, it's not mince, though.
What's
mince.
Inside of that?
Mince meat. It says like, mince meat.
Is that meat?
Yeah, but it's
is
like,
meat?
It's like a fruitcake filling, really. It's all sultanas and fruit and whatever. Oh, ooh. You'll see you'll see a picture up here. Mince pie.
Stop. Oh, my gosh. This is the direction you're going.
What's happened to your hairdryer anyway? Where's your hairdryer gone?
Oh, it's over here. Okay. I thought you
didn't
like it.
It did get in the way a bit, didn't it? But it was quite a topic of conversation. Yeah, so I ate far too many mince pies. And we've got like a large wooden box that Vicky fills up with all the chocolates. So whenever anybody gives you a box of chocolates, they go in there. So it was like Halloween, you know, it's like trick or treat, you know. So you just go in that and just eat the whole lot, which was terrible, really. So I ate loads of that as well. So I got to the end of the Christmas week and I've never felt worse for a long time. You know, like you've completely shifted your diet and you can't get up in the morning.
Yeah.
You feel bloated, no energy. Ugh. Yeah.
Gross.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's disgusting, right? Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, I just don't like the holidays because of that reason, you know? Because it like ruins, like 1 week of your life ruins an entire year, doesn't it?
I don't get
it's
it.
It's really hard to take
I mean,
it
here,
back.
We close down over here. You have like a day off. We have like weeks off. Yeah. Yeah, basically it's at least a week and sometimes longer because they wrap it around the new year. So most offices close on like the 23rd of December and don't reopen until the 2nd of January.
Yeah, we have that. I mean, the government shuts down.
Yeah, apart from all my US customers who were probably listening who kept ringing me up in the week, which I didn't mind because I was bored anyway. But the ones that only got Boxing Day off, or Christmas Day off.
Boxing Day?
Don't you do Boxing Day? Oh, God, everybody in the family gets together and they all beat each other up.
So it's like Festivus Day.
Is that what that does? I don't know. What's Festivus Day?
Oh, it's a Festivus miracle, you know, from Seinfeld.
Right, okay.
The show I keep trying
to get
you to
watch.
I'm still
doing Yellowstone.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. You're not done with that yet?
No, because I'm dipping
it's
in.
Beth.
I'm
She's
dipping
captivating
in and out
you.
Loads of box sets at the moment. There's too much choice. Netflix and Amazon just keep spending money.
Is that so? That's what you do over your Christmas holiday. You binge box
I
sets
know what I did.
And eat loads of chocolate.
No, I was working in the garden most of the time. On the house.
Yeah.
But then
I thought the garden was flooded.
Well, the top bit in the house. The funny bit is I took all of the timber that's come out of the house, chopped it all up for firewood and put it in the workshop. So when you went to get firewood now, you didn't have to pick it up off the pile. You just picked one that was floating around. Wet. So you can imagine, you've kept it all dry. Ugh. You've kept it covered.
It doesn't burn.
It certainly doesn't burn. And it's got an odd odour now. I don't know whether it's been had fertilizer put on it.
You mean your wood smells like river water?
I think it smells
you don't
like
say.
My septic tank, to be honest. But never mind.
Gosh, that is so gross.
I know.
That's
what else
nasty.
Has been going on?
I actually bought you a Christmas present, but I didn't mail it to you. So I
oh,
still
I got
have
you
it.
One, and I didn't mail it to you either.
That's funny. Why are we doing that?
I don't
that?
Know. Perhaps we just make it. Perhaps I just
know,
made
I'm
that
get
up.
To
Perhaps
it.
I didn't really buy you a Christmas present.
Well, I did get you one. It's over there.
Well,
I
that's
show it
about
to you, that
as useful
the
as a chocolate teapot, isn't it?
What's a chocolate teapot?
Well, ima-
like it because
oh,
it melts.
You're so quick. I tell you what, for an American, you are sharp.
Oh, easy.
You are sharp.
We've got stuff going on here. I'm sharp. I'm quick. Yeah.
What's Tom Brady doing anyway? Because he's not too popular in Birmingham at the moment.
I don't know. I don't watch Tom Brady. The United Kingdom is more interested in Tom Brady than the United States.
It probably is, really. It probably is. Yeah, because he's got an invested in a soccer team.
We don't care what he's doing.
And he just seems to have crashed it. Yeah. We were doing really well until he bought it.
I thought y'all were really thrilled with him, but angry at the management.
He signed the manager. He signed the coach. They picked him. I did a piece on TalkSport, which is like the big national sports radio. I phoned up after the game. I was that angry, and I'll have to link that into this podcast. I was calling Rooney an Instagram star. I said they've signed him for his Instagram followers, not for his ability. Well, anyway, I had a big rant and it went viral, and then they sacked him. So I'm hoping in some way I was a step in the right direction.
You're an influencer.
Yeah, I certainly got the right influence there. Yeah. So he's gone. So it's all over. They're starting all over again. I was like, it's such an up and down sport.
So now, have they replaced
they have
him
with
now?
A guy called Mowbray, and nobody in America will have ever heard of him. You know, no.
No. No. Americans just don't watch that kind of stuff.
Yeah. No, so that's it, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's gone, so that's good. And so it's been basically floods and funerals, I'm afraid, since Christmas, really. I think everybody got through Christmas.
People dying in your floods?
Not so much in the floods. I just think, it's just been it's quite odd, isn't it? I think a lot of people sort of hang on for Christmas, don't they, when they're not very well and then pass away. So we've had a few people pass on, which has been a bit of a downer, really, but they've had a decent life, I suppose, but... No, it's a bit of a blow.
Like elderly people?
Yeah,
in your
just
community?
Counselors.
Is that what you're talking about?
In the last 4 months, three of my colleagues have passed away. So it's weird, really.
Jeez. From just old
age?
Yeah,
pretty much.
And illness?
Most stories are old. well, look at what you've got. Look at the two people vying to be present in America. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised if either of them disappeared the following day, would you, through old age?
I wouldn't. No, I mean, I've been expecting them to drop for a while.
Now. He must be.
I don't know. He's on his way out. 86.
I mean,
maybe?
You imagine if
know.
He does another term, ancient. What's he going to be? The first president in his 90s.
Dead.
I mean, it's just.
I mean, he'll just. I don't know. He's too old. He would probably die before he made it.
He's got no chance, has he? Yeah.
He's ancient.
Yeah, he's got no chance.
No, I hope not. You know, I'm scared though. I'm scared that Trump's going to keep holding on, and then he's going to. Take all the nominations and he's going to end up on the ticket and then he'll lose again.
No, we've got
a little concerned.
I'm done with politics in this country. It's just a complete nutter car crash. You think yours is bad, you should get over here. But the less said is the better, really.
That's
bad. So how's the job hunt going? Starbucks been in touch yet?
No, they did reopen. I got them open. I applied for a job and I got an interview and I butchered it. I mean, I don't know. I tell you, even if they would have even offered me this job, which they did not, by the way, if they would have, I probably would have declined it because I was like, I did such a terrible interview that if they were to hire me, I would not have wanted to work for Mad People. I mean, they were insane to hire me if they were. I would have declined it and be like, sorry, I don't deserve
that. I can't believe
that.
You wouldn't do an interview other than be brilliant. I mean, what happened?
Okay, it's the setup of the interview. It was a telephone interview. There was three people on the line
asking
me questions simultaneously. No video, not in person.
Who does that?
I felt pretty ganged up on.
Who does that? How do you know who's asking the question?
Exactly. I could have
been on the phone
with robots.
Be honest, if they don't know how to use, to use Teams or Zoom by now, forget it. I mean, you're an international podcast star.
Right. I know. Well, so it was on Teams. The interview was on Teams, but since it's a government job, you can't have a civilian go onto Teams with video. It's only audio. So you have to be a government employee. Yes, to join a government server. And so I would have had audio had I've already been a government employee prior to that. But since I'm not, it was audio only. And I just felt like, I don't know, I felt like the dynamic was bad, because it's three of them. It's one of me. I felt kind of ganged up on and I was not prepared for the line of questioning that they were offering. And so I was like, I could not get off the phone fast enough with these people. I was like, please don't offer me this job because I know I butchered that interview. I don't deserve
that
job.
Isn't that discriminatory? Because if they've got internal applicants, they'll have video and audio.
Okay. So you've tickled a bell because I am so just angry about the manipulation of the hiring process and stuff. Oh, it's bad. I mean, you've got internal stuff bad. If it's almost like you have to know someone that has to get you on interview, you know, it is so corrupt.
Allegedly corrupt. No.
Oh, it's corrupt. Yeah, take it from me. It's corrupt. Like, so, and then another lady said, if you're already a government employee, they just bump you up, you know, to the next level. And so when one person leaves a position, they just put the person at the next level in the position. So really you would have to start off.
What,
at, like,
regardless of their ability?
Nothing. Exactly. Oh, horrible. It's horrible. So I'm like, maybe I should just give this up trying, but you know me, I'm not going
to
do that.
Can't you go back to the bloke that was offering you loads of money to sit in Starbucks?
Because I don't want to work for their corporation. I want to work for an honest corporation. Gosh. And I wouldn't sleep at night if I did something dishonest. Dear. You know that.
Oh, gosh. We're going to have to find you something to do.
I would toss and turn. I already get up in the middle of the night and walk around the house.
How's the under the stairs cupboard with the Harry Potter snacking going?
I almost shot the podcast.
Oh, that'd be so cool. We'll have to do that. We'll have to, you know, with you stuffing chips in your mouth.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing like 10 minutes before we started this. I was eating
chips.
That's
not going to do good for the diet, is it, after Christmas? Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm 42 and I do CrossFit and I run and I paddleboard and I rock climb. Like,
you got to do the exercise to eat the chips, haven't you?
It's probably okay. Well, I do. So I'm like, I can.
Well, you know, I was a bit late tonight, so I was running around. Facebook Marketplace, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I'd gone.
Are you still on that? You're going to get murdered.
The budget's that bad that we're having to buy a load of stuff for the house on Facebook Marketplace. But because the workshop was flooded, I thought I wanted to pimp it up a bit. So it needs a new window because pimp it up. Yeah. Pimp up the workshop.
Great word. Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Say it again.
So I got to pimp up the workshop. And and I need a new window because the window's knackered. So I saw one on Facebook Marketplace. So phoned them up. A new house over the other side of Pershore somewhere. And she sent me the postcode, which was absolutely nowhere near where this house was. It's, you know, like the zip code, postcode, same thing. You've got a zip code, we've got a postcode.
Yeah,
sort of.
I figured it out.
Identifies quite tight to the area, really, the postcode is. But but when I put it in the sat-nav, it was nowhere near where the house was supposed to be. So she said, she gave me the name of it. So I put it into Google and I went off to this house. Got the name and everything else, but apparently there's two houses with the same name in the same village. Yeah. So I eventually found this house. Yeah. While I knew I was late for the podcast tonight. So I'm getting a bit stressed about finding it and getting it sorted. Get there. And the product that they were selling, which was a large double glazed wooden hardwood window, quite good quality. They'd photographed it and then put it outside for 2 weeks. So the photograph on Facebook was obviously pristine and clean. And then when I got there, it's outside, not really covered up properly. And he said, you'll have to open the window so we can move it because it's that heavy. So you have to put your hand through the frame and open the window. Anyway, he opens the window. And I thought that didn't seem to work. Well, it would. No, it was absolutely brand new. The window's only a couple of years old. He opens the window and I said, that doesn't look right. That seemed a bit stiff. I said, can I just have a look? And we carried it out, carried it around the corner. He opens it again and the window fell out.
And broke.
So.
How do you get yourself in these situations?
Anyway, they only wanted 80 quid for this window. And I said, look, I can probably fix it, but I'm not giving you £80 for this window. I'll give you.
Which is what in American money?
$100. So I said, I'm not giving you that. I'll give you 40 because I've got to get it fixed now and it's a pain. And she was negotiating with me while I was looking at this brand new Porsche on the drive for an extra $10. And I'm thinking, she's there. Well, I can get 50 for this. I said, I'm tempted just to challenge you. and say no, just to see if you can get 50 for a broken window.
Do it.
And if 10 quid is that important to somebody, he's got a brand new Porsche on the drive. In fairness, that's how they got it. That's how they got the car. That's how they got the car, isn't it? That's how they got the car.
Because they nickeled and dimed everybody.
So I've been watching Bargain in the Attic and all these negotiation programs that you get, you know, in terms of where you're going to and fro. I'll offer you 80, I'll give you 50, where are we going? They always meet in the middle, don't they? So I said 50, she said 40.
Yeah,
I said, let's do it at 45 then. And they said, okay. And then we went to put it in the car and it didn't fit.
Okay. So you strap it to the roof of your Tesla.
No, I was in the old Volvo. I said, forget it. I can't be bothered anymore. I've got to get back. Tina's waiting for me.
I was waiting for you. I was like, where is he? And then Vicky messaged. She said,
a day late and an hour late. It's not bad, is it? So anyway, so that was it.
Yeah,
but we got a result the other day. I sent you the pictures of it, didn't I? Yeah, the Queen Anne cabinet. Yeah, in Walnut.
Yes.
In Walnut. Really nice.
You buy the most beautiful furniture I've ever seen. Nobody in
America would have anything that looks like that. That piece of furniture is older than America nearly. 1700s.
Okay.
So it's what? Yeah, what is it?
Okay.
It's 330 years old, that piece of furniture. So what were you doing in the 1700s? It was our country then, wasn't it? It wasn't even America, was it? It was still Britain, wasn't it? It was still the UK.
Yeah.
It's one of the suburbs of our empire, sort of. You know. Where did that go? I'll tell you. Where did that go? It's all gone wrong. We used to own the world. Now we own nothing.
I don't know.
Even Wales and Scotland are trying to escape.
Well, you know why? It's because you keep trash talking them on the podcast.
I don't need to trash talk.
They're like,
the Scottish National Party do that, and the Welsh Party as well. But
I don't know why none of you like the Scottish people.
Do you know
none of you like the Welsh.
We don't.
You just don't get along.
We don't mind
like
the Scots. It's just they hate us. Yeah, with a vengeance.
Okay. Yeah, because I talked to that Scottish lady and she was like, I'm from Scotland. Yeah. I mean, she made it very clear to me that she is not
from England.
Yeah, she's like, I'm from Scotland. I mean, she made it very clear to me that she was Scottish.
There's a bit of a fight there, but it goes on in the States. It's like you and the Yankees, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You and the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Don't offend us. Yeah. Yeah, we don't talk to people from the North.
Yeah.
And you know why? It's because they don't talk right. Okay? You know what they call soda up there? They call it pop.
We call it pop.
That's a noise. That's a noise.
That's brilliant. I mean, I don't know where they've got it from. We call it pop. We used to call it pop.
It's absurd. Pop's that's a noise.
No, that's cool, that is.
It's soda.
They've got taste.
It's soda or Coke.
Oh.
Well, in the South,
when you
go to a restaurant, they say, what do you want to drink? And I'll say Coke. And they'll say, what kind? And then I'll tell them what kind. We don't call it pop.
Well, the worst thing we get is when we call it Diet Coke, because nobody knows what Diet Coke is in America. It's Pepsi Light, isn't it?
Diet Coke.
Or Max. Yeah.
What?
You know, sugar-free.
It's just Diet Coke.
What is it? We had all sorts.
Oh, yeah. Diet Coke.
Well.
Yeah, but we tell people not to drink
Diet Coke.
Oh,
it's terrible. I'm off it now. It was messing with my stomach.
It's got more saccharin. And it's messing with your kidneys. It's like the number one cause of kidney failure and kidney disease in America.
Oh, saccharin. I think he was buying it by the crate.
I told you that.
Well, it's not. What is it?
It's the worst thing you can buy. You might as well
buy
regular. Why
do you need laxatives?
I mean, at least regular, your body recognizes what sugar is, but your body doesn't know what saccharin is.
Saccharin's great. I mean, they should call it Diet Coke with laxative.
Gross. It's fake. They should call it Diet Coke with cancer. That's what
you're
going
to get into a lot of trouble, you know that. You're going to have to be careful. I might have to edit that.
Was saying that?
I know you don't care. Who's the boss of Coke at the moment?
I don't care.
They'll be watching. They'll be all over you.
Oh, probably not. I mean, I'm talking about Diet Pepsi. I mean, Diet Coke's not good either. So it's all the diets. Doesn't matter what brand it is. It's all diet. It's all fake.
You can't even drink your water now. You don't know what's in that either.
Yeah. I do know what's in it. It's microplastics. We've just had this discussion this past week. It's Is it what's this? Microplastics, or it's the smallest ones, right? Yeah, they're saying like, oh, now that's in all the bottled water. You can't drink water. Like, well, you can't breathe either.
You're not allowed to breathe, are you? You're not allowed to do anything now.
Yeah. I can't do anything anymore.
Oh, yeah. It's like terrible.
It's like, you remember when COVID was a thing?
It's a thing again.
Go outside. What do you mean? Fresh air, but don't go outside because you'll get contaminated.
It's a thing again here.
Like,
COVID is a thing again, yeah.
COVID?
It's a thing in Europe.
What do you mean it's a thing again? People are locking themselves in again?
They're starting to say you've got to wear masks in hospitals and doctor's surgeries and all that type of stuff. I am
Stop. They are not doing that.
I am not doing that again. You are not getting
a mask
around my face that is a comfort blanket with absolutely no use or benefit whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Not a chance.
Mm-mm. That's not going to work. Well, you know, like during COVID, they would say, like, go outside to get fresh air, but don't go outside and get contaminated with COVID, you know, and, oh, you should talk to friends because they're lonely right now, but don't talk to friends because you could get COVID, you know, and so it's like, do this, but don't do that. Do that, but don't do this.
It's like the state and government has suddenly decided that we haven't got a clue how to run our own lives. I've totally had enough. Guess the opposition party in the UK, guess what they're going to put on their manifesto? They're talking this way. They're talking about, if I said to you that somebody's children have got tooth decay, you know, their teeth are rotting, what would you say? Okay. The parents have been giving them too many sweets and they're not looking after the health of their kids. Yeah.
I would say they're eating too much candy or sugar or saccharin, and they're not brushing their teeth.
Right, the parents. No, not here. Yeah. It's the schools because they haven't taught the children to brush their teeth.
Well, it's not the school's responsibility to teach the children. It's the parents' responsibility.
That's what the Labour Party in the UK thinks. They think they're going to teach the children to brush their teeth and that's going to solve the problem.
So the children stay the night at the school now,
So
before bed, you brush your teeth at the school?
Well, they might as well sleep at the school.
The children stay the night at your school?
You might as well sleep at the school, mightn't you? I mean,
You might as well, because that's how they're running things.
There's absolutely no point. You might do something wrong.
What is the point?
I mean, you might get out of bed the wrong side. You might get up at the wrong time. You might eat the wrong thing for breakfast.
You might.
You might walk to school in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Obviously, parents can't be trusted anymore in the
UK. Absolutely
not.
Well, to be honest, it does beg the question as to if you have got that problem with parents, maybe they need an IQ test before they're allowed to give birth.
Perhaps. That's an excellent idea. I have been advocating for that for years because I tell you, I see people in the streets and I'm like, you should have to have a license to reproduce because I don't know how.
So anyway, it was quite funny because over the weekend, I was delivering leaflets in one particular area, and a couple of residents started talking.
For what purpose?
Political purposes, you know. It's the things you do. Propaganda.
Okay.
All that sort of stuff, you know.
Okay,
Vote-getting literature. Okay. And so I got talking to a couple of residents who'd never had children, and they said, why are they paying so much tax to subsidise other people's children?
Excellent question.
So if you don't drive a car, why are you subsidising roads? You know, so what's the answer, really? It's got to be something better. I mean, stop all the state interference, stop all the taxation, and just let people spend the money on the stuff they want to spend it on, really. But
why don't you just let people do, I don't know, what people want to do?
Yeah.
Because it's all about control, though, at the end of the day.
Well, the world's going to pot anyway, isn't it? It's just falling apart around us, so, you know. I don't know where to go and live, really. You need an island somewhere, don't you? Richard Branson's got it right, hasn't he? Living on Necker Island in the middle of the Caribbean or wherever it is.
Great, wouldn't it? Let's put our money together and we'll just go buy an island. And we'll stay there and do a podcast.
You've got to make sure it's independent because you could make your own laws then, couldn't you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we would do great at being lawmakers.
You imagine if you could make your own laws.
Oh, we would be
fabulous,
amazing.
Fabulous, wouldn't
they? Yeah. Yeah. The first rule is you can't have children without a license.
You've got to pass an IQ test. Well, what score do you need? Well, what's the highest score possible? 1,000. Well, you've got to get 1,010 then.
I mean, when you're talking about raising children, I mean, in the world, it's, you know, it's pretty pretty serious.
It's like crazy now. I mean, I said to somebody the other day, you don't have to have any qualifications at all to give birth and wreak havoc, do you?
Wreak havoc, yeah. Yeah. Because then there's so many people not taking care of their children, and then you got the orphanage, you know, and you've got kids on the streets. Well, and
the other bit over here at the moment is all the benefits and all the help goes to the people that don't do any work. Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. That's what happens in the United States as well.
I've got a property here. Yeah.
Perhaps that goes back to where the people are that are in charge of
making these laws. So I've got a property here it's an expensive property. The heating system needs an upgrade. Mm-hmm. The government's been giving allowances for loads of people to upgrade their heating up to $30,000, $40,000 worth of heating, but only if you're on benefits and don't pay tax. What? What? So, as Eddie Murphy would say, what? So you're encouraging people to do F all, because all they're going to get is benefits.
Essentially, great. You're encouraging people to fail. Yeah, or at least lie or fraudulently cheat the
system. And they wonder why the economy doesn't work.
To get what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've got loads of demos on anti-Israel and all sorts of stuff. And honestly, some of it's just hysterical. Oh. I mean, there's an organization over here. What are they doing? It's like Pride backing Palestine. I mean, you know... Hamas are throwing gay people off roofs, and you've got this LGBT organization actually backing Palestine. I mean, it's like, do they not know what goes on in these places? They're about as diverse as you've ever known. Not, you know, really? I mean, honestly. And 200 odd thousand people.
Well, I will say.
No, it's getting a worry, to be honest. It is getting a worry.
We were in New York City in November, and I mean, we saw some pretty intense demonstrations.
Yeah, we've got them over here.
I mean, it was like, they were going up to the poles at the end of the road and like ripping off signs and throwing them down on the ground. I'm like, so you're now polluting, like. At least I'm going to try.
Yeah, but the point is...
But it was some pretty serious demonstrations.
If you feel that strongly about those countries, go and live there.
Yes. Yes, I will help you. Yeah, let me help you go.
I mean, because we've got issues at the moment. You wouldn't know, but a lot of the goods for the UK and Europe come through the Red Sea. So you've got this group of armed, effectively terrorists called the Houthis now have been attacking... all the shipping that navigates up through the Red Sea, which is causing massive problems now with deliveries and everything.
Like pirates.
Yeah, basically. So both the US, the UK,
basically,
and whatever, are now chucking cruise missiles at them as well as everywhere else that they're going on. So we've got like three big wars going on at the moment, haven't we? Ukraine, Israel, and now just off the Red Sea with all of this stuff. I mean, they're all coming out in sympathy, really. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you think we're supposed to be an intelligent race?
Gosh.
Where does killing each other to try and impose your beliefs on each other ever come into it? I hate religion. I'm sorry. I absolutely hate it.
Yeah. It's okay. Well, like, I see how you get there, though. You know, it's understandable.
It's the world evil.
You know, I mean, how you reach your...
Like, let people think what they want, but don't impose it on other people. Yeah,
religion.
Politics and a religion.
Yeah. I said, I don't do that. You know, I recently, it's interesting because I recently had a friend, and I won't say who this person is.
I've listened
to the podcast, and I don't want to personally
had
offend
a friend.
Them. No, have.
I thought you said
have. Current. No past. No. That messaged me and said, how about, and these are not the exact words, but how about you convert to my religion? And I'm like, but why? There's nothing wrong with my religion. Why would I, you know? So it's like that's why people don't like religion, right? It's because you're always trying to get somebody to be your religion instead of the religion they've chosen.
It's pretty simple.
Right? Why is that? Just let people believe what they want to believe. I'm not going to impose my beliefs on you or anyone else.
I could start a religion, actually. I'm going to call it the Be Nice. Be Nice,
what's
it's called.
Be? Yeah, be, just nice be Nice religion?
That's it. That's
just
the law.
Be nice,
that's my religion. Yeah. Just Be Nice. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
And then somebody would come along.
Yeah. Because that's, I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's what you have to do.
I'd have to write a whole paragraph or a chapter on the definition of nice and what I meant by be.
Kindness, yeah.
So when you say be nice, you'd have to define exactly what nice meant. Be nice. You know, you'd have to explain it all, and then it would become a set of rules. And if the rule wasn't there about what nice was, then it wouldn't count anymore. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, you know, my thing is that I want to love people for who they are, not who I want or need them to be for myself. And so if they're this religion or that, I don't care. Not bothered. You know, I be who you are. I'm going to love you anyways.
Well, they had that saying, didn't they? When in Rome, do as the Romans do, basically. And effectively, what it seems to be now everywhere is when somewhere else impose your beliefs and way of life on them. That seems to be the motto now, doesn't
it? Yeah.
So, no.
Man, you're not
but
wrong.
Anyway, a bit lighter. Yeah. What?
You know what I did? No, you know what I did today that you're going to be impressed with? I changed my notifications when I got on the podcast to say, sorry, I'm busy shooting season two, episode one with Adam from the UK.
Yeah.
So when people are texting me and calling me right now, that's the notification.
I reckon, looking at this, you know, with my green screen, which the viewers won't see because it'd be gone by the time we get there. And I reckon I could probably make your curtain a green screen. Because your outfit is in contrast to it. So I reckon a good bit of Adobe Premiere Pro and we'd have it gone. I'm going to have a play with that later. I'm going to get rid of it. But then I can superpose anything I like behind you. That's it. Anything behind it.
Oh my gosh, this is going to go crazy. So it's a vlog.
It's just
going
to take
me
a week to edit it because I've got to learn the tools first. But, you know, there you go.
Yeah. How will people watch it?
It's going to be YouTube. Yeah.
Okay. So they're going to have to be on
YouTube. So what they're
going to
do, we're going to have the audio channel. So all of those of you that are thinking, what are we referring to on the video? Well, you're going to have to listen to the audio. Then you're going to have to go and watch the video, aren't you? So that's going to be what it is.
Yeah.
But no.
Oh, God.
I'm missing.
Okay. It went big.
Well, we'll have to see, won't we? I'm missing Disney. I know there's not many people say that, but I'm missing Disney. Where's Mickey in my life?
Man, you're just a...
It's quite weird. When I'm there, I just forget everything else. You know, just like the focus is on how can I get on Guardians of the Galaxy that Tina hasn't got the bottle to go on as many times as possible in this afternoon.
You know I've decided that it's because they're probably playing subliminal messages through their little speaker systems.
Well, I had that last night.
I mean, it's mental telepathy. Night,
you know. Yes, we were. Did you? We were watching something on the TV, and Vicky. I've said to Vicky the other day, I might have to join the local gym for 3 months coming up to the marathon because the weather's been that bad. It's been difficult to get out running sometimes.
Okay.
And she said, yeah, we'll have a look. So she did a bit of searching on what the rates were and whether they'd got any Christmas offers. And then Vicky went out to go and do some washing or do something or whatever else. And while she was out the room, up pops an advert on the television for the local gym. Now, bear in mind, this is a national television program and the local gym is literally 3 miles from my house. I thought, my God, they've got this optimization absolutely bang on, haven't they? So they knew. So what else do they know? They know everything.
Everything. People are always listening. That's what my husband says that. He says, there's always someone watching you. Always. He says, and there's always someone listening.
Hey,
so
you know what these
what you
are,
say,
don't you? You know
what
these
you
are,
do.
They're Mickey ears. I'm going to pimp them up next time. I'm going to get some of Vicky's ears and change my headphones to Mickey ears.
So when will you go back to Disney? Because you love it so much.
We were supposed to be going back to America next month, but I'm in the middle of getting a load of product ready to ship. So we're definitely going back in May, but we've got to go. We're going to Florida first, then I've got to go to Vegas for a convention, and then back to... You'll have to catch up with us then. You'll have to catch up with us in Florida. Yeah, we'll
do that.
That's
what I want
I'll send you the dates.
Yeah. You can come stay at the house.
We're definitely over there. I just don't know how. We've got to work out how to ship all of the exhibition stand to Vegas. Yeah, so I've got to land it from Florida.
From where?
It's
you're going to drive it there.
Change my mind.
going to rent a minivan and you're going to drive cross country and stop in Tennessee.
I'm not doing it. It's too far. I don't want to spend all that time in the
car.
And then, and we've got to be back. Got to be back for June the 23rd because I've got a big event going on in my council division. Something quite flash going on, and I can't miss it. So I've got to come back for that.
Flash?
It's just.
What's that mean?
It's quite exciting. It's secret.
Important.
It's quite exciting. All will be revealed.
Okay. Flash means secretive?
No, flash means wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Secretive means I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah. Oh,
so I'm definitely not going to tell you.
Flashes.
But no, so I've. I don't know what else is going on. Danny still hasn't fixed his wheel bearing.
I got to meet Danny, though. That's why I got to come there. I got to meet Danny and all your other friends.
With that wheel bearing. I'll tell you what. He's been going through it a bit, though.
Why?
He's coming out of the army, actually. Yeah.
He is?
He's signed himself out.
His time is up?
He's had enough.
Or he's just done with it. He's had enough of it.
Yeah, that's it. So he's coming out. So he's got to find a job. But he's quite a capable guy. I'm sure he'll manage. He will definitely manage.
I'm sure you'll give him a job.
No.
You'll get him doing something, right?
To work with me. Far too talented. Yeah, so I don't know what else is going on.
Well, you have to think of something.
Have your kids crashed any more cars recently? Or that all resolved?
No. No, it's all resolved. Dylan bought a BMW.
I remember.
Now
just a BMW. No. Has he had to pay to have it repaired yet?
Yeah, how ridiculous.
Anything wrong with it yet?
Not yet. No, not yet. Knock on
wood. So there we go.
Yeah. So it'll happen. That's what I have.
So I don't know how long we'll be going.
I just have a lot of snow. The government shut down.
How much snow you got?
More on the way. And
we only need half an inch of snow here. Half an inch of snow here and it's all over.
And that shuts down
your
country?
Pretty much.
Well, so my in-laws, they live in Nebraska and they'll have a foot and a half of snow and they just drive around like it's not a big deal. Normal stuff, which we think is completely bizarre. You know what it is that they have all this road equipment. They have snow plows and all this stuff to handle the situation. It would not be financially conducive for our state to have that because it only happens like once a year for 2 days. So that would be a waste of money, right? For the state to spend money on.
So how far down has the snow gone at the moment? Where in the states?
In the United States? I think it's down in Alabama. It's south. It's far.
Yeah, I remember being in Florida once when they had a frost and it was like the world was going to end. They were all out there wrapping up the plants and everything else with muslin cloth and everything. It's well funny.
It's kind of going to help.
The trouble is you don't know how cold it is. So you might have been at the park the day before and it's like 70 degrees.
Yeah.
And then you go out the following day, it's like 40. You'd be like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Crack me up. No, the problem I'm having with the snow is not the snow and the roads are closed, whatever. It's that we have the pool. And so we didn't cover our pool this year because we had it replastered because we have a gunite pool. And so it's all concrete. There's no liner in it. And so we had it completely resurfaced. And so we weren't allowed to close our pool for the winter as we normally would to protect it from the elements. And so right now my pool is running. And so my fear is that we'll lose power and then the pool pump will shut off and then everything will freeze.
Is it still heated?
And so it has a heater. And I can heat the pool for about $600 a day.
I was going to ask. But have you heard of solar panels?
Yes, I've heard of solar panels. But it's gas. It's natural gas is the heater, and so if I turn that on for $600 a day, though, isn't that fun?
But that'd be quite cool, wouldn't it? The snow around and the pool steaming and the whole family in there. But then it's $600 a day. Why bother? Yeah, but it would take longer than that.
So I'm scared that we're going to lose power and I'm going to be out there churning it like a witch. you know.
Oh, because you don't want it to freeze.
It to not freeze. Oh.
So how long's the snow going to last?
Yeah. Well, the snow is here today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So 3 days worth of snow. We're expecting 2 or 3 more inches. But the temperature is 12 degrees.
Oh, 12 degrees.
It's actual 12 degrees. Ah. And then the wind chill of like negative one.
I'm just checking what we are here.
So yeah. I'm scared of the temperature.
We're -4 here at the moment, centigrade, which is probably about what? 20 something. 25, 24, 25, probably, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're at 12.
And yeah, then, you're at 12 Fahrenheit. If you said 12 degrees over here, they'll think it's centigrade because we've got decimalization, you know. Centigrade and Fahrenheit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was what this whole podcast was all about, wasn't it? The differences. So you talk Fahrenheit, which I understand.
Yeah.
And most people over here talk centigrade, and they don't get Fahrenheit because I'm old. That's what it was. Before we decided Europe was such a good idea.
Well, 4 degrees Fahrenheit is what it was last night.
That's cold. So
4 degrees
that's
Fahrenheit.
Like zero is what? 32.
Yeah.
Freezing is
like
32, isn't it? So that's minus 28 below
Fahrenheit.
Freezing. Yeah, basically. Wow.
Yes.
So it's cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
Essentially, yeah. I mean, way below freezing. So my fear is that even if it doesn't snow, the temperature
is
going to
raise. Unless you've got that water
above 12 Fahrenheit.
Unless you've got that water heated up a bit, it's going to freeze. Best stick your $600 a day on.
In theory, water that's moving.
Oh, you say that.
As long as the water is moving,
so
it
what are you
going to
do? You're going to go out there and you say, don't freeze.
No, I have the pool pump on, and so it's churning. Yeah. You
so
know,
when it
the
does,
pump is circulating, as long as the water is circulating,
so when it does
freeze,
the pump's going to go as well. Yeah.
Correct.
That'd be a big bang, wouldn't it?
Yep. Yep.
Oh,
yeah, it would. Yeah, it'd be several $1,000
oh,
in repairs.
Gosh.
I mean, to resurface the pool and fix what we just did would be about $18,000. And then if the pool pump bust, then it'd be another $3,000 or $4,000. So I'd
be
honest, very
the fact
upset.
You haven't got a job. I'm surprised the American state hasn't paid for your pool repairs, you know, as a benefit. You know?
Oh, please.
Do they not know how difficult it is to keep a pool going on without a job?
I guess
not. Can't you sign on for like unemployment benefit or something like that? You know, get benefits from the bank. You've got to get a job. You can go in and you can say, look, we're really struggling. I've had to pay to have the pool redone. If you were over here, it'd probably be a qualification. Is your heating not working? Can you not get the kids to school? Is your pool out of action? I can just see it. Don't give them any more ideas.
Are your
children's teeth
children's
rotting?
Teeth rotting?
Yeah. Do you need help with getting them to school? You know, it's quite funny because I was talking to somebody on the phone last night. They said, "Do you remember that when you used to think about if I could afford to have children, I might have them?" Now in this country, like.
That's
it's
lost.
It's no longer
everyone,
a parental responsibility. It's the state's. Yeah.
No.
You've got to
it
do
is.
It.
Well, that's the way all the countries see it. It's the state's responsibility to raise children.
Oh, gosh.
Put food on the table.
Well,
gross.
This is it. We've done an
here.
Hour, Tina, and I think really, you know, it's been quite cool, really.
Cool.
I don't know what my green screen is going to look like.
Yeah.
I thought about a Union Jack or stars and stripes, or even an Israeli flag, just to get a few people going, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe a combination.
Hey, in the United States, everyone in the United States really is in support of Israel.
Yeah, so I think that's where we should be, really. That would certainly get the publicity going. But I don't know what I'm going to do with your curtain yet. I'm thinking about a big hairdryer or something like that. Perhaps I could superimpose it. Yeah, get the... There it is. The viewers want to see that. Yeah, go on. Pull it down now. It's a bit like a Mork and Mindy type thing, isn't it? You now could be on The Martian or some sort of sci-fi film. Look at that. It's so sparkly. Is that like little glass balls on it?
It is
really
sparkly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lamp.
Oh, brilliant. Look at that. Yeah, it's a hairdryer.
I know. Well, I asked all of my friends to use one word to describe me.
What did
me.
They say?
Okay. Do you want to know what word?
Oh,
elegant.
That's good, that is. Yeah.
Elegant. I mean, Yeah, but I'm
I think
not
I know
from
what they'd call me.
The UK
I think I know
or
what
England?
They'd call me as well, if I was to say.
Oh, I think I know too. What do
Annoying.
You think they would call you? No, all of my friends
oh, brilliant.
Love you.
I'm coming to the States then. Everybody hates me over here.
They do. Oh, do they? Well, they love you yeah. over here. Everybody, you know, they, you know, my friends, what? You know what they say? They'll say, I love it when Adam says, hello,
oh,
Tina.
Hello, Tina. Do
they?
They
play it over. They're making it little things on their
oh,
phone.
That's brilliant.
You know, like ringtones. Hello, oh, Tina. Yeah.
Well, maybe you can
do
requests.
A lot of stuff with
you
your
know, voice. We could, maybe that's the way we could monetize this. Just do our okay. own ringtones, you know.
Okay.
Hello, Tina.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
gotta,
what they want.
Got to do a rocket hello, launch. Tina. I need another rocket launch.
Yeah.
I keep getting
yeah,
all the
too.
Emails from yeah. Kennedy saying, oh, we've got Falcon Heavy going up here. I'm going, that's no good. I'm not there. I want to be there. When's Artemis go? Oh,
well, that's what we'll
tell
meet
what,
at Disney and
I
we'll drive to a rocket launch.
Do. You've got to get us Artemis launch okay. tickets. Next time Artemis goes to the moon, Artemis, the rocket for the moon,
oh.
you and the other half, you've
yeah.
got to get us launch tickets and we'll fly out just for that. Yeah, even
okay.
if it's the weekend.
Okay, when do you
You're
think that'll
America.
Be?
You look it up. It's your expertise. It's not mine.
Okay.
Yeah, you can
I'm
do it.
In
You're in the States.
Yeah.
I want to go
yeah.
do that rocket
okay.
launch.
Yeah.
But yeah, brilliant. Right, well, I've got to spend okay. a week editing this, or probably 2 weeks. So at least it's not dated this time.
Okay.
It's been a blast. Thanks, Tina.
Yeah, a blast.
I think,
yeah, you're welcome.
I think we're going to have to
Thank
see
you.
What we've got. 54 minutes and 15 seconds. I think that's enough, don't you? So I'm going to say
yeah, sure.
goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye
yeah,
from
that's
you.
It. That's it. There we go.